At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
What up, Coach?
Would your voice get deeper?
Yeah, I sure did.
Brother. Hey, brother.
Come on, bro.
I do the whole show in another voice.
You guys ready?
Ready. Ready, dude, ready. I was ready, man. We're ready.
All right, man. I'll go ahead and hit this.
All right.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio the end.
Audio already messed up, lost the perfect game. Arnold, get back! I'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts. My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's, don't know the what's.
I'll give you the facts machine. Facts is different than facts. I'll give you the sports facts. What's up, y'all? I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live in the west side of Nashville. We got some SOB of a storm, and we flooded out. Building got struck by lightning. I got a text from Mazer. All the electricity's out. Thermostat didn't work, so the cat was having to deal with temperatures in the 60s. But it's but it's cold. It sounds warm, but it's not. It gets downright freezing. Apparently, she put blankets on him, but she had to go to work. She got ready in the dark. Couldn't find her bra. She's going to work with no bra.
Where's she work at?
Just block away.
You gonna go by and see her or what, Coach?
I mean, check in on her.
You want to see how the shirt looks without a bra?
Yeah. See if you can tell.
Letting them hang.
Yeah. How's it going, Bay?
How long they hanging?
Hey, Bay, long time no see. Just thought I'd come by and drop off some lunch.
You having some headlight issues?
your headlights out. But my question, Eddie.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Like, do you try to make us sound like idiots on purpose?
What?
Like, are you just, like, do you come in here like, okay, I'm going to try to make the sore loser sound so stupid and be idiotic on purpose?
No, I think that if I sound like an idiot, I'm the idiot, not you guys.
Okay, so we'll all agree you're just the idiot?
Look, there's no way that, when Ray tells his stupid bets, who's the idiot, us or him?
Him.
Exactly.
You must be talking about 2021 season.
Yeah. Well, that's old season.
Right.
But as far as if I said something stupid last episode or whatever, I mean, it's me. I'm the idiot.
Okay, so you're going to own that you're the idiot.
Yes.
Because
why? What did I do this time?
You came on here and complained about the Masters, right?
Oh, my gosh.
You complained that Tom Watson got no love for shooting better than Tiger Woods.
No love. Tom Watson, 90 years old.
Here's the problem. Tom Watson didn't play in the damn tournament.
Nah, it's not true. I saw his name, Watson.
Good research before the show.
Is that Bubba?
You absolute idiot. Tom Watson was not even in the field.
Okay,
and Eddie
okay.
Got,
whoa.
Eddie came on here.
Did he pass?
God he's dead.
No, he was the honorary starter with Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, I thought so because I saw him tee off.
He never played the tournament, and Eddie comes on here and says, how come 80-year-old Tom Watson shoots better than Tiger, and no one talks about Tom Watson?
Sorry.
That's why the Masters is stupid.
They should put a B in front of it then. That's Bubba. My bad. But did Tom Kite, he played, right? Hold on. I know there was an old dude that made the cut. Let me see.
Like, we look like such... You look like such a moron
Bubba Watson.
On here and say how much you hate the Masters because Tom Watson got no love for beating Tiger Woods.
Who's older, Tiger or Lee Westwood?
I have no idea.
Ah, Charles Schwartzel. He's for sure older than Tiger, right?
I have no idea.
All I'm saying is that everyone's like so impressed with how Tiger was playing. My bad. I thought Tom Watson was playing.
I think you misunderstand everything.
No, I don't.
Tiger Woods said this was one of the greatest accomplishments of his career.
Yeah, good for him.
I mean, Eddie, who's older, our security guy or the front desk lady? I mean, who gives up?
The front desk lady, Coach, I think.
You sons of bitches.
Hey, just listen. All I'm saying is you kept hearing all weekend saying, you know what? It's a win for Tiger.
It is.
Him just walking out there holding a golf club. It's a win for him. Okay, say that to the dude. Say that to Bernhard Langer. The dude woke up. It's a win for him.
No, Bernhard Langer didn't almost lose a leg in a car
accident.
How
do you know he didn't almost lose a leg?
Because they would talk about it.
Please. No one even knows who Bernhard Langer is. Just because someone decides to live a reckless life, we feel proud of him when he can overcome his trouble. Hey, good for you, dude. You kind of screwed up your own life.
Come on, Gideon.
Idiot. You're stupid, Gideon. You screwed up your own life. Good for you, dude. You're recovering. That's great. We want to watch good golf. That's it. Don't take it away from Adam Scheffler, who worked his ass off to win this tournament. That's all I'm saying.
And if we're going to go down that path of people that the media and society has deemed fine and people that have been deemed bad.
I mean, Coach, that's a dark path.
Tiger Woods, I mean, guys, first of all, the affair stuff doesn't matter. We're not married to him. But that's between his family and him.
Right.
But the two car accidents, the one, he's lucky he didn't hit anybody.
He was
so on pills. His face was blown up. Luckily, he just ran off the road and hit a light pole or something.
No, but he wasn't under the influence.
Well,
he was not under the influence.
I'm talking about the first one.
The first one, he was just over on the side of the road, wasn't he?
In Florida, and he fell asleep. Thank God he didn't hit anybody. The second one, he went off the road again going 80 miles an hour. Thank God he didn't hit anybody. But we celebrated him with 40,000 people chanting his name.
Yeah, it's a win just looking at him walk that golf course. Yeah, yeah. He's lucky he didn't kill people. He paved the dark road in his life. He did it to himself. The fact that he can go out and play golf, that's great, man. Good for you. Happy for you, Tiger. I'm happy for you. But you're not who you used to be. And if you're trying to get to who you used to be, good for you, dude. That's great. But the Masters is for people that work their butts off to be better golfers, and he worked
his butt off to get to where he could walk the golf course for 4 straight days and play. So that is a win in itself. And like he said, it's one of the greatest accomplishments of his career because he never thought he was going to be able to do it again. It's sort of like Alex Smith coming back from the leg injury.
Coach, he wasn't drunk when he broke his leg.
I know, but what I'm saying is he may have not played well when he came back, but the fact that he had something to work towards when he's rehabbing, you have to give yourself goals. And his goal was probably to get back out there and play a competitive tournament, play the Masters, and show that he could do it. And he did that. It wasn't about winning or losing for Tiger. It was just showing himself.
He just said he's going to play the Open now.
Right. One of his favorite courses.
Stop it, Tiger.
One of his favorite courses.
Stop.
It's a short course, and it's flat.
Go
It'll be
play,
a lot easier.
Go play McCabe, dude. Good for you. Go play Lunch, McCabe.
How do you know it's flat? Did you hear something on TV today?
Of course.
I read an article.
I'm not calling him out. I'm just curious how you know that.
No, I read an article when he said he was playing. They said, this will be good for Tiger because it's a flat course.
Okay.
That's what it said in the article. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Hey, that speech you just gave us and the listeners and people in their semis, is that the same speech you gave your team?
Yeah. Oh, man. Let me tell you about.
What's your record?
We were 0-1 going into Saturday.
Right?
Team Snacks.
That's the opposite of Coach K.
Well,
Yeah. Fire. They should fire your ass.
So we show up, and I mean, it's freezing cold on Saturday. I mean, we're talking 40 degrees, wind. I mean,
the frozen tundra.
Everybody is bundled up, jackets, sweatshirts. Some kids got gloves, and it's just like, this is going to be bad.
You know where it gets messed up? I don't know if this happened in your game, but our game is all the kids wore jackets. We had no idea what team they were on.
Ours wore the jackets and then put the little penny over it so you could tell. Okay. So at least they had the jacket under the jersey. But what happens with youth sports is, especially
coach,
when
coach,
they're...
Coach, because this isn't youth sports.
It's all political.
This is three-year-old
all right,
soccer.
Toddlers kicking the ball. And the games run a little bit late because it's hard to get all these kids organized and get it rolling on time.
Bones wouldn't like that.
So we are 10 minutes past our start time, and one of the moms comes up to me and goes... it's 10 minutes. They're running 10 minutes late. Should we say something?
Are you Lunchbox?
And I'm like, no, we shouldn't say something. She goes, well, they're 3 and 4 year olds. They don't have the attention span to wait around for a game. This is unacceptable. And I'm like, okay.
First parent complaint.
And I'm like, still not going to say anything. And she walked away. And I was like, okay, this is awkward.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a good day.
Game ends. We go out on the field. We're getting excited. And... Amanda wants to play freeze tag. Yeah. Amanda, who was my star, like she wanted to play freeze tag at practice that one time. Last week she was the star. This week she's ready to play freeze tag again.
And maybe so you're just coaching the wrong sport.
I bend over to tie my No, I'm getting down on to tie my shoe.
You got on
I thought
all
you
fours?
Were still on the soccer field, not back at the house in the bedroom.
Oh yeah, honey. I'm ready.
And I go to tie my shoe, and Abigail, who wasn't there the week before,
she pushed you over.
She jumps on my back.
Oh.
So then the other kids think, oh, we're playing tackle the coach. So then it's just like a dog pile on me.
Oh, my gosh, coach.
And I'm like, guys, can we get up? Can we get up? We got to play the game. Like, oh, this is so fun.
Oh, you hit me in the nuts.
And I'm like.
And what are the parents doing?
I have no idea because I'm on the bottom of all these kids.
Oh, you're on the dog pile.
There's six kids on top of me.
Any of them look like you?
No, my kid was kicking the ball into the net. And I'm like, okay, well, this is awesome. So the rest like, are you guys ready to start? And I'm like, guys, get up. We got to start. So we line up, get our five on the field. And then I go in, and the other coach introduces himself, and he's like, "Hi, I'm James." And he goes, "I'm the coach of the big dogs."
I'm Gibbles. Great.
Big dogs.
That's what they're called. The big dogs. The big dogs.
Take your pants off. Let's see how big.
They lived up to their name.
They're all big dudes?
The big dogs were good. They were fast.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the Gus, the Gussinator, I mean, he just dominated.
His name was Gus?
Yes.
How do you know?
It has his name on the back of his shirt.
Oh, wow. They have names on the back of their jersey?
Yeah, you can do that for $4. You can put it on the back of your jersey.
I'm not doing that.
Must be fun to be in the rich kids league.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Nope. I didn't do it because
I didn't either.
I don't want my kids to be embarrassed.
Nope. Wait, what do you mean embarrassed?
Well, God, they were so bad. I mean, we were able to keep five on the field for about 10 minutes of the game. And my son didn't get the start this week. I tried to be nice and give another kid a start. And then I said, hey, come on out on the field, baby box. Nope. I don't want to.
He was mad because you didn't start him.
Well, maybe Boeheim should take notes on that one.
Come on, buddy.
So my kid refused to play in the game.
Oh,
the
whole protest. Game.
He played 10 seconds.
Saw it in the NFL.
He came running out, and I was like, all right, you ready? And he goes, no. And he ran back out.
Oh, man.
And I was like, okay. So then we are just getting annihilated. And, I mean.
What are scores?
We lost 25-0, I would
25?
Bet.
25?
Hold on, let me just hit the laugh track.
Coach, the game's 20 minutes long.
It's 15-minute halves. And
I thought they were 10-minute
halves.
They
scored a goal almost every minute.
The big dogs, yeah, they scored every time.
Wow. Congratulations, Coach. You really put your big nuts in my face.
And I will be honest, it was so bad. There was a couple times I thought about sticking my foot out and blocking it, like when they would shoot it at the
goal.
Coach. I thought about
it. Don't stoop that low.
But I didn't do it. Luckily... one of their players stood in our goal a couple times and blocked them from scoring. That was nice.
I want to keep track of these two games we've had. The first, this game you said was 25-0.
Yeah. We.
What was the first game score?
Probably 22-6.
Sounds you guys good. Actually scored some goals?
Six.
Hold on. We scored three. I'm
22-3?
Yeah.
Sounds like your defense is sucking.
All right. So I'm putting it on his record just so we can keep track of it.
So,
as a coach. You've lost both your games by a combined 47-3.
Oh, my gosh.
Abigail and Lindsay, they were two girls that were not there last week. They were there this week. And everything they did, they're like, hey, we're best friends. I'm going to stand next to her. And I'm like, all right, run and get the ball. Well, I got to wait for my best friend.
No, your best friend's a soccer
ball.
And
I'm like, well, get the ball. And they would not go after the ball if the other one wasn't going after the ball. If Abigail was standing over here, Lindsay had to stand over here. And I was just like, okay, all right, fine. And
is then, your wife at these games?
Yeah, she's there.
Is she supporting the kids or you?
Yeah, what's she doing during all this?
Drinking?
I'm not paying attention to the fans. I'm trying to focus on my team.
Sorry,
on the
I don't
field.
Talk to the fans. I'm your wife. Don't talk to me, fans.
No autographs.
Stop badgering me. I'm a coach. I don't talk to the fans. I'm your wife. I slept with you last night.
Okay. Michelle, she was excited
to
be there.
I don't remember you.
She comes. She subs into the game, runs up to me, and she's like, I brought orange slices. I'm like, all right, we'll get those later. And she goes, all right. And then she turned around and ran back off the field to get an orange slice.
Oh, nice.
Was she went to Whole Foods?
I mean, I guess her mom brought the orange slices, and she came out on the field. I thought she was coming to play, but all she told me was, I'm here. I brought orange slices, and then she ran back out, and she was eating an orange slice. So then we're down to, like, three players once again. And
so I played.
No, and Malcolm who
screw
was,
it, I'll do it. Yes,
no, who maybe. Was the stud in practice,
I
didn't get on the field
know.
In game one. Game two, didn't get on the field. So he's come to two games, has not played a second, like has not stepped on the field. But one girl that did not play the first game or the first practice, she actually got on the field and kicked the ball. So we are improving in that. It's improvement, right?
I don't know, Coach. I mean, your team's out of whack.
Here's the thing. When does this start going from fun, dog pile on coach, kick him in the nuts, to annoying and you're the disgruntled coach? Or is it just going to be fun the whole season? Because I want to know what the MO is of this team.
Well,
because the big dogs... By their name of their team, that coach every week is going to put his big ol' in the other coach's face. And how did they taste?
Salty?
They were not good. But here's the thing. I will say that we did block the ball twice when they kicked it. Like,
yeah.
And both times, my team, that whoever it hit, went off the field crying.
And did they? So they blocked it with their face?
No, one blocked it with their arm.
Okay.
Went off crying.
That's
one,
hands, Coach.
Ah, not hand That's by hands. The side. No, no,
other
hand by the
ball.
Side. No,
other
hand
ball.
By the side. And then other one hit him in the chest, crying. Side
Coach,
was it a girl or boy?
A girl was
well,
arm,
the
boy was the
sense.
Chest.
So
victory.
That was the only two times we blocked the ball, and they went off crying. We didn't get the ball. Like, you know how the inline where the goal is? We didn't get it within 3 feet of the goal. Like, we didn't hit post. We didn't get anywhere near the goal. And so we gave them a goal kick a couple times. We made it all the way down there where it went out of bounds, maybe five times. So we had no offense. We couldn't get past the big dogs. And, I mean, one girl came up to me. She goes, those boys are just too fast. And yeah. One girl's brother on
are
the side.
Are the big dogs all boys?
No. They had one girl.
One girl? That's not fair.
Yeah. And Abigail's brother on the sideline, who's older, kept yelling, Abigail, if you score, I'll give you $1. $1. Look, this is how you do it. And he would be showing her how to kick. And then in the second half, he started getting so frustrated with her. He goes, Abigail, if you don't do something, just come off the field. And he's like, Abigail, I'll give you $100 if you score. And his mom finally.
Wow, must be nice to live in the governor's club.
Wow, Coach. Belmead, huh? Belmead Soccer Club?
No. And finally, his mom goes,
I'll give you a car.
His mom goes, Zachary, enough. Like, she got mad at him.
Oh, wow.
Where are the dads?
Yeah, dads are kind of MIA, Coach.
Dads are chilling. No, they're chilling there, but they're not really screaming or anything. But it was just an absolute train wreck.
Dads in Belmead, Coach, they're with their girlfriends.
It was a rough.
No, dads
rough,
are playing golf.
Yeah, early tea times.
It was a rough.
Coach, when are you going to, buckle down? When are you going to start, like, yelling at them and, like, disciplining?
I don't know, but I right.
No, because something's got to get.
And I honestly am going to say, you're not even a coach, dude. I said it as a joke. You're actually a babysitter for an hour. This isn't even organized athletics. You're not really the coach.
Right.
I can't believe you even stand.
They
I would
pay
actually,
you, right?
It's
no.
It's shocking you haven't stepped down.
Right. You said, when does it turn from fun to, like, frustration?
It never started.
We're
with
already
fun.
There.
We're already there. After the game, I was in such a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
because.
But you understand, they're watching you and your kid. Like, your son should be the example to them.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I understand.
But your son doesn't even want to play.
No.
So why would they want to play?
My son, all leading up to it, oh, soccer, can't wait to go play soccer with my friends. Before the game, he's running around kicking the ball with his friends. Then the game starts and he doesn't want to play.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. And so I was very frustrated at that. And I was getting frustrated that I just kept taking the ball out of the back of our net and we had no chance to score. And the big dogs just kept killing us and killing us and killing us. And so finally I brought my 2-year-old on the field. I let him kick the ball one time. He kicked the ball more than my 3-year-old who's on the team. And it was a bad day at the soccer field. Like, I don't know.
Did you ask for any advice from Big Dog head coach?
No, because one time his guy was about to kick a goal kick, and my team was standing there about 5 yards away, and he goes, hey, you guys might want to back up. And I was
hey,
like,
you might want to get your kids out of the
way.
He
was instructing your team on stuff?
Yeah, he was worried that we were too close to where he was going to kick it. And I was like, oh, yeah, right. And he rifled it over. I mean, he kicked it pretty far.
I could have killed someone.
And I was like, okay, I get it. And so the Big Dog, when he said his team, all right, Big Dogs, come over here. I was just like, boy, they are the big dogs. I mean, this Gus kid, I mean, he probably had 12 goals.
Have you asked for birth certificates yet? It was always a thing when my dad coached. It would be usually halfway through a game and he started throwing out birth certificates.
No, but I did.
He would mention it to the ump. Hey, have you seen birth certificates? And the ump's like, nobody brought birth certificates. Like, what are you talking about? But it was always, every time was my dad's go-to. Hey, you guys, are we still checking birth certificates or something? And the ref's like, what?
I always yell for check the bat. Check for illegal bat.
Yeah.
And the ump just looks at me like, shut up.
I even, in the second half, told the ref, hey, you can call it whenever, man. We don't need to play the full minutes.
Who, the ref?
I told the ref that.
Coach, the ref is probably 13 years old, doesn't give a crap about anything going on there.
No, that's what I'm saying. I told him, hey, you can call it whenever, man. Like, we don't need to finish this out. Like, if it's only been seven minutes in the second half, just go ahead and call it.
I feel for you, but I warned you. Like, it's just...
But I watched your son's team and not there's people on the field and they kick the ball. I don't understand.
I mean, but their coach is out there telling them what to do.
What the hell do you think I'm doing?
I don't know, coach. You have one player on the field.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to get them all out there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm out there and I'm like, here, come over here, run over here, block it, stand here.
To be honest, I don't think my son
would listen
to the coach as well if I wasn't yelling at him saying, hey, listen to your coach. Hey, go down the field. Your coach is calling you. Go with them. So you need help from the parents.
I mean, a couple times.
I think you need a parent meeting.
A couple times, players on my team started dribbling towards the wrong goal because the ball was just, turn it around, you turn
need
it around.
Coach, you need a parent meeting. You need to get together with all the moms. Forget the dads.
Ladies, yeah. Girls good for happy hour, four, Bar Louie, Friday.
You all like B-dubs? Get some lemon pepper wings, Coach, a few pitchers of beer, and talk to them. Say, hey, I need your help. I can't do this by myself.
Do you ladies like shots?
I mean, Malcolm's dad tried.
Hey, Malcolm's mom.
You look nice.
No, Malcolm's dad tried to bring him on the field. You know what I mean? Like, but he just wouldn't. It just wasn't working. He wouldn't get out of his.
Was the weather a factor in why the kids were acting so bad?
No, Coach, because they were that like that last week.
They were like that last week.
And they'll be like that this week.
Yeah.
Well, and you said you don't practice, so nothing's going to change.
Yeah, like, I mean, I got an email that says, Coach, at the age of three, the best advice I can give you is to make it a game, not a soccer game, a fun elementary school PE-type game. There's only two positions, scorers and defenders. Defenders stop the ball from going into the goal. Scorers try to get the ball into this goal. When in doubt, kick it out. A fun drill to play at practice is sharks versus minnows. You start all the kids with their balls as minnows and maybe the other player as the sharks. I don't know what that is, but good luck. It's mostly fun. Photos, snacks, and trophies at that age. Respectfully, Coach Jesse. Well, Jesse, I mean, I'm trying everything. I tell them to kick it in that goal, and we don't even get close to the goal. Like, I've never seen a game where you get shut out as three-year-olds when there's no goalies and the ball just rolls. We got beat. We didn't score.
Why didn't the other coach let up?
There's no letting up, Coach.
There's no letting up. I mean, when you're the big dogs, you just eat. You don't stop eating. I mean, the big dogs were good.
Big dog went home to his mansion and loved his life. You, depressed, disgruntled, an employee that, or a coach that doesn't enjoy what he's doing.
I mean, I got in the car in the silent mode.
Oh, leave the radio off, box, baby box.
What's wrong with that?
I don't understand.
No, you're going to go home and do laundry.
I just didn't know
what. Can we get donuts?
Guys, I've been trying. I'm like, here, stop it from going to the goal. Stop it from going to the goal. No. Okay, cool. All right.
You need to practice with your kid in the backyard because he's not a good ringleader.
Well, I do. He does practice in the backyard. He kicks the ball. He loves it. He talked all about it leading up to it. But then when the game started, he did not want to play.
Well, then he's not into sports. Or when he comes home, you spank him.
Hard. I could do that.
Hard.
You got to realize a lot of these kids give we hear all the sports athletes, superstar. Oh, this is my upbringing. You don't hear what really went on. Their parents hit them.
You're telling me Tiger's parents forced him to play golf?
I guarantee his dad spanked him.
Remember, he was drinking beer while he was playing in the garage.
He had the camper.
He loved watching his dad hit balls. He never wanted to get out of the high chair. No, you forced him to sit in the high chair. He can't climb up there himself, you idiots.
And also, I've said the point before, but it's such an amazing point. I want to say it again. Tiger Woods' dad, he's a great dad. He was always there for Tiger playing golf, but his dad loved golf. So his dad just loved to play golf and brought Tiger along with it. And then Tiger started to get better. He played with him. But his dad was obsessed with golf. What a great idea. Yeah. Why not bring your son so then you can just play golf all the time?
So, Ryan, we are the team snacks are officially 0-2.
Maybe you should change your team name, too, to like something that'll motivate them a
what
little
about
bit.
We don't give up?
What about? What would I change
like
to?
Team sharp suck? No, like team sharpshooters. Like team kicks. Like something that, because Coach, team snacks, like you're telling them, let's just not play and eat snacks.
No, that's what they did. So that's what one of the moms named us after the first game.
Does she think this is some kind of joke?
Was she hot? I mean, how did that fly? Oh, snacks, really good name. I'll do it the whole season.
No, because we tried to come up with a name and we had Elsa, Anna, Mickey Mouse, soccer team. We had all different options. And then the mom goes, oh, what about team snacks? And I was like, you know what? That is what they're interested in. Maybe we should call ourselves Team Snacks.
You really had Frozen as an option for your team?
Yes, I asked the kids what they wanted to name the team.
How about Aladdin?
They didn't know Aladdin.
The Little Mermaids.
Let it go. Let's all call ourselves the Let the Goal Go In.
Let it go. Let it go. That's not a bad idea, Coach. Meet in the middle. Let it go.
That would be more representative.
How about
of your
score
team?
A goal?
Score a goal.
Score a goal. Just one. Just one goal. Let it go.
Well, on the other hand, my son's team, they're 2-0, and my son scored his first goal last week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. His first career goal.
What was the score?
Well, I mean, it was 16-2, maybe.
They lost?
No, we won 16-2.
So you're on the other side of this. We almost need to now do SportsCenter style. We don't cover the NBA teams that don't make the playoffs. We only cover the good teams. Lunch has almost lost coverage of his team. Because those stories are just depressing.
Yeah, I mean, really, you should just quit. And if you quit, what happens?
Usually, after the first game, everybody sat around and talked, and everybody laughed and joked. After this loss, I mean, everybody just beelined it opposite direction.
Well, because it was 20 degrees too.
That might have been it, but there was no. Oh, coach, good game. I mean, and there was a lot of pressure because right when one dad shows up on Saturday, he goes, "Hey, coach, you ready to get that big W today?" I'm like, "Yeah." And then after the game, he didn't say anything to me.
They listen to the podcast?
Probably not.
Oh. So they're calling you coach?
Because I'm the coach of the team.
Oh, are you wearing your coach shirt while you're out
there
coaching?
Yeah, I've been wearing it.
Nice. Coach.
Do they think you're cool or do they think you're a loser?
Do they know you? Do they know who you are?
Yeah, they know who I am.
No, like they know who you are.
Yes, they know who I am.
Do you go by Gibbles?
Yes.
You don't go by Lunchbox?
No.
Hey, Coach Gibbles.
Man, I don't know. I mean, we're here on Wednesday.
Do they ever talk to you about stuff that they heard on the radio?
No, never. Like that one dad that said, "Hey, you ready to get that big W?" He's like, "Man, one of these days I'm gonna listen." Every time he says that, but he never
does. Wait, he knows who you are, but he doesn't listen?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
If I was the coach,
because when you meet him and you sit there and talk, "Oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, what do you do
for
a living?"
Oh, yeah. He asked you what you did for a living. But you do air conditioner sales.
No, not
in the winter.
and heater. And heater.
So, yeah.
Wait, so you tell them what you really do?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're real people. Like, these are people.
So are people we play on the golf course.
No, I'm never going to see those people again.
You never know.
Hey. I know.
I want to touch back on with lunch because I think there was something I was going to say. But yes, on the golf course, you never can say
never.
I'm in music
never.
Or radio. The one time I made the mistake, the guy's sending me his son's demo work.
There
I'm
you
like,
go.
Here we go. Like, coach, what in God's green earth
but
is
then,
going on?
But then you're missing out on cool opportunities. Like, this one time I told this guy that. We talked about all the stuff. He used to be a songwriter, blah, blah, blah. He was playing with his son. And then what? 2 weeks later, Lunchbox plays with him.
No, the next week. The very next week, I was like, "Oh, yeah, I moved here from Austin." He's like, "Oh, yeah, I played with someone from Austin the other day." I was like, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "Some guy named Eddie." I was like, "Yeah, I work with him." He goes, "No freaking way. No freaking way."
We played with the same dude.
Two separate courses. Total random. You want to talk about a small world? That's unbelievable.
Well, it's not a small world, coach. It's still Nashville.
No, that is unbelievable.
But it's still Nashville.
That 1 week apart.
If you were in Tokyo, and that'd be different.
No. You know how many golf courses are here? How many golf
20.
How many tee times there are, and I just
happened probably a couple hundred
to play with the same dude.
No, I know.
Out of a million people in Nashville.
Crazy. It's crazy. I mean, it's almost as crazy as your in-laws getting the same Uber.
You still don't think that. You still, that is unbelievable, too.
Remember that story? Right?
Yes.
When I flew to Houston and
I brought some people to this part of town last time.
And I had the
same neighborhood.
Were they driver
a little older,
from
tough
the airport
to, get along
to my in-law's house as my in-laws had a week before.
The lady hit on you?
How big is Houston? The fourth largest city in the United States of America. And I got the same Uber driver as my in-laws 1 week apart. That is bananas. If that doesn't mind blown, like if that is not shocking to
mind
you guys.
Blown?
That's really a mind.
Yes, that is crazy.
I mean, it is crazy. It's like I was telling your wife. She's like, "You don't think that's crazy?" I'm like, "No, I do think it's crazy." She's like, "Then why didn't you guys talk about it?" I'm like, "What do you say after that? What do you, after somebody says that, what's the response, Ray?"
But that's one of those coinkydinks, but who cares?
Exactly.
You really can't go any more into
that's
it.
That's what I told
him.
I mean,
I'm do like, you got not ever have those coinkydinks that you could add like, "Oh my God, well, this happened to me one time."
We just did.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you don't even seem enthused about it. You're like.
Enthused.
Yes. You're like. That's my whole thing.
I think
like,
it's cool and crazy.
You're like, "Oh, that's crazy."
End of story.
Enthusiastic.
But
you're not.
But your tone of voice. Your tone of voice is, "That's crazy." That doesn't sound like that's crazy. That sounds like you don't give a crap. It's more like, "That's crazy, dude."
Wow, that's crazy, dude.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the reaction I'm going to expect. Like, that's mind blowing stuff.
Mind blowing.
Because when I told my father-in-law, he's like, "Oh my gosh, that's crazy," and he starts asking questions. But you guys, oh, that's cool. Nothing. You just don't give a crap.
Dude, Big Dog, though, if he did listen to the show, he could have kind of, you know, he can get you for stuff you talk about on the show. You know, like, oh, you played like a bonehead. You know, you guys a bunch of boneheads playing out here. Or if he hits you with the, hey, you bring that little f***ing doll here, little haunted ass doll, man, you little. What if Big Dog hit him with, did you bring your little doll here? Good one, man. That's from the Big Show. It wasn't a, you know, it was just, it's just radio live.
I mean, one parent on the other team, the first game, after the game, he did walk up to me and say, your secret's safe with me.
What the f*** does that mean?
I have no idea what that meant.
That's a whole other bag of issues.
I was like, okay.
Did you know his wife?
I had never seen the guy in my life. In
what
this.
The?
Good to know. That's why he
said wait. So what do you think he's referring to?
I mean, I think he thinks he knows I'm on the radio. So he's like, I won't tell anybody. But like, I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of. Because I'm like, I don't know. I've never seen you.
Your secret's safe with me?
Yeah, that's what
cool.
He said.
You want to go camping?
Hey, I did one time recently. I was at the grocery store. And I got out, got my groceries, came back, and on my window, you know how it's all, there's dust or whatever, and you can write on it? Somebody wrote, sorry. What the hell did that mean? I go, huh?
Coach, I'm finding a car wash and cleaning that off.
Coach, yeah.
I walked all over the car. I'm like, looking for a ding, something.
Was there something?
Nothing. All he said, or whoever it was, said, sorry.
Eddie, if you're camping.
Oh.
Hey. And you fall, you get all drunk, let's say. You know, you get with the boys, you get drunk.
A family camping trip.
Yeah, and you like accidentally, no, not family, but you accidentally hook up with one of your buddies. Like
another dude.
Yeah, like, would you tell anybody?
What in the world?
Probably like, not.
You want to go camping?
That's a funny joke. That's a funny joke, Coach. Hey, what if they say yes?
Right.
Nobody says yes. Right. Everybody's like, no, dude. Why would I tell somebody about
that? Scuba.
Ask Scuba. Here, you just heard it.
He
just heard it. How's that gonna work?
I don't know. I thought he had headphones on. God, that Ray, that is so much.
That's great.
Like so random, so off topic, so not even what we're talking about. But that was hilarious.
Remember that time our buddy got asked if he wanted to go into the bathroom?
Oh yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
What?
Our buddy got asked by another dude that said, hey.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, I won't tell anybody.
And then our buddy was like, nobody?
And our buddy was, I wouldn't say 100%, but I would say more than 50% considering it.
He was like, nobody. Huh. You wouldn't tell anybody?
Yeah.
He said, nobody needs to know. Okay, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, but... Oh my God!
What?
I mean,
so we're gonna ask Scuba.
Okay, all ask right. Him.
This was just the "Would you rather," not "Would you rather" question of the day.
Yeah, I heard my name and I was like, "What's happening here?"
Okay. If you were with your buddies, and you all got drunk together, you guys all fall asleep for the night, but you were like, kind of thought you were with your girlfriend, and you started like feeling him up, you know, hooked up with your buddy. Would you take it to your grave, or would you tell anybody?
First question is, did this happen to one of you guys?
Go ahead, answer the question.
Would you tell at least one person, or you just take it to your grave?
I would take it to the grave. I would tell nobody ever.
Okay, well, then that means you want to go camping?
Coach, you never said camping, though.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Scuba, want to go?
Dude. A little Brokeback Mountain style.
Dude, nobody ever says they'll tell somebody.
Oh, it works. I see where
it works every time. Everybody's like, no, dude, I'd never tell anybody.
So when do we go camping?
Hey, has anyone ever told you something where it's like, take it to your grave?
You got me. I got it.
What? What?
That's a good trick.
I'm just watching it go through Scuba's head. He's sitting there and he's like, and the more he thinks about it, the harder he's laughing.
Well, it is funny because you start thinking like, that's a really funny joke. Like, you got me.
I mean, I'm telling you, there's not one dude that's going to be like, yeah, I mean, I would tell at least one person. Nobody's going to tell anybody it ever happened.
Which
ever.
Makes you think, has it ever happened to you guys?
Exactly. And everybody answers it so serious. Everybody's like, no, dude, I'd never tell anybody, man.
Dude, there was this one time I was sleeping with my brother in the same bed, and I literally had the dream that I was touching my girlfriend's butt, and I was grabbing it. And
you're grabbing your brother.
Massaging it. And, like, just grabbing that butt. Then I got punched in the arm. And I wake up, I'm like, what? That's my brother going, dude, what the fuck are you doing? The hell away from me. I'll never forget it, dude. I'm like, dude, bro, sorry, dude. Dude, I'm sorry. I was dreaming. I'm sorry,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
You guys ever done anything like that?
No.
No, dude.
No.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So it's Wednesday.
Eddie, I got a follow-up. I got a follow-up for you. You know how you asked on Monday's podcast about letting your son stand there and yell at the dugout the entire game?
Yes.
At the minor league baseball game. Well,
bothered the players.
Yes, I got a note from the minor league dugout.
Wait, who?
Andrew.
I'm not going to reveal my
cousin
source.
Andrew. It's the Trash Pandas.
Coming from the dugout of a minor league baseball, letting your kids stand there the entire game asking for stuff is absolutely annoying.
Yeah.
Equally annoying is throwing a ball into a group of kids and then immediately two more of them saying, oh, give me one, give me another one, give me another one. Perfectly okay to ask at the end of each warm-up for the ball from the someone who is throwing it and also at the end of every inning. That's awesome, but you can't just stand there at the end of the dugout throughout the inning asking for stuff. That is one way to annoy the dugout and guarantee you're never getting anything.
Well, but you said that it was okay. You're like, absolutely, it's part of being a kid.
No, I said, as a parent, I'm not going to yell at them, but I guarantee you it's annoying.
But you said it's also being part of being a kid going to a baseball game.
Yeah, they probably do it, but now you know.
And I think the reason they know that, Andrew, the reason he knows that is because it happens every game.
Every game. Yeah. And he's been in the minor league dugout for 5-6 years. So he knows what it's like. And he said, the more you sit there, the longer you sit there and yell, the less likely you are to get something.
I want to bring up another scenario I thought about this weekend.
Got it.
I was like watching UFC, right? Which, by the way, good fight. Korean zombie.
No, that wasn't a good fight.
I didn't watch it. I didn't pay for it.
Oh, Volkanovski killed him. It wasn't even.
But
like,
it was a fourth round.
The Korean zombie had no shot. Like, he was getting pummeled, and the ref stepped in because he was just before the fourth round, the ref was even like, man, you sure you want to go on, man? You sure you want to fight? Yeah. Okay.
Question. Is it legal during a UFC fight to tickle? Because I'm watching these dudes grapple, right?
That's not a terrible question.
Coach, look, I'm watching them grapple. He got one dude, his hand's grabbing another dude's nuts, and the other arm is wrapped up with the other arm. And I'm thinking, guys, this is easy. Freaking reach over, grab his ribs, and tickle, 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 tickle. And the dude will, he'll let go. That's your out, right? So is it legal to tickle? Because I think that it probably is, but no one's man enough to do it. You Googling? Are you Googling?
Yeah, can you?
Well, I mean, the ref can stop it for anything. You guys are the ones that watch UFC every weekend.
I've never seen anyone tickle.
Okay. Is tickling allowed in the UFC? Well, strictly speaking, tickling is not prohibited in the UFC.
That's what I'm saying.
As it is not on the list of illegal moves.
I don't understand why they don't tickle.
Well, I mean, you obviously can't grab their junk, right?
Right under their arms. I mean, their feet. Tickle the bottom of their feet.
That would be the one that would get you. The stomach I can withstand, and also the armpits, but the feet maybe are going to make me move a little bit.
Dude, you can be holding someone just super tight, but if you're getting tickled, you have to.
Yeah, because you start moving.
You have to let go.
No way. As many times, you're not trained to ignore tickling. You're trained to take the punch, let the pain, whatever. But once they start tickling, it's like, oh, you get.
And then you call yourself the tickler. Oh, Eddie, the Tickler Garcia.
Oh, and the intros when they're like, oh, so-and-so, the future.
Yeah, the future.
The knockout. The
Wonder Boy.
The Wonder Boy.
Whatever, all those names.
Sweet Dreams.
The Tickler.
Wow. CMA Fest just announced. Holy crap. I met her down at Aldine. She said that she saw me walking in about a... No Morgan Wallen.
Dang it. You interrupted tickling
really?
To say that someone is not going to be there?
Wow.
Dang it.
Good one, Coach.
I didn't have anything to add to the tickling because all my years of wrestling and then watching it, it is an option, but it's just one of those things you just don't do.
Why not?
It's an unwritten rule.
If it's legal.
No, maybe it's an unwritten rule.
I didn't say that, though.
No. Unwritten means that it's just agreed upon.
If you don't want it to be a rule, write it.
No. Sort of like in baseball. Like, you know, when you hit a batter and then they hit a batter back because unwritten rules are you're not going to do that, or you pimp a home run
you
too long.
You pimp a home run?
Yeah, you take too
pimp
long.
Pimp it out.
How do you pimp a home run?
You pimp it out.
I mean, you do the bat flip, whatever. You take a long time to run the bases. Next time you're up, they hit you with the ball. It's an unwritten rule.
And also, you could hide it a little bit if you were fighting. Couldn't you technically, if you're wrestling around their stomach area, couldn't you poke them in the butt? No, I mean, then they wouldn't see that. You could hide it
How high are you going to get in the butt?
You're
going to
absolutely see the poke putt.
Yes.
No, but if you're grabbing their legs and you have their butt covered up, you could, in theory, poke them in the butt, but it's just an unwritten rule. You don't do that.
Like this week, there were these two girls wrestling, and, I mean, it looked like one of them did the grab in there.
I thought you didn't watch it.
Prelims. Coach, I watch free
okay,
UFC.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
The only way I'm going to pay $90 to watch UFC is if it's a fight with like four really good fights.
Yeah.
If there's one good fight and a bunch of trash, I'm not buying that crap.
Okay.
But I do watch every prelim and early prelim.
I don't think you can do the butt poke.
But coach, I'm telling you, it looked like a grab.
I don't think so.
Like a crotch grab.
No, I understand what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
But I don't think that's what happened.
Remember with Trump, what he said? Like, that's what I saw.
Stop.
That's what I saw.
Stop.
And I'm like,
you saw a Make America Great Again?
No. You remember what he said when he's like, grab the.
Oh.
That's what I saw.
Oh, the audio that leaked.
I don't know.
The locker room talk.
I didn't see that, so I don't know.
Whew, I saw it, and I'm like, wow. Like, I guess that's legal. I mean, if it's there, grab it.
That's weird. That's a little weird, but yeah. I didn't see it, so I have no idea.
I mean, if anyone's listening, Bryce Mitchell, Case, what's her name?
Macy Barber.
Aspen Ladd, who she lost. That's my girl.
We need to get her on the show.
Yeah, we need to DM her. She just lost, though, this week.
What do you mean?
You watch that fight?
Our fifth guest all time?
No, I didn't watch. She was on the prelims. I didn't see the prelims.
Mm-hmm.
I missed the prelims. I had stuff going on in life.
Yeah, like soccer?
Yeah, I was trying to recover from that soccer loss, dude. I was in the closet with a bottle.
Yeah, Aspen Ladd, she's from California. She followed us on Twitter. I followed her back. Did you follow her back?
No, I don't think I did.
You should follow her back.
Okay. Fascinating.
Hey, and she just lost you.
What I was thinking is, you know how there's other big, there's another huge podcast called Full Send Podcast.
Well, why don't everyone just go listen to that right now?
So what they do is they have one guest on the entire episode. Every episode.
That's
cool.
They
never do an episode just Full Send.
That means that they probably can't.
And I think that they have to have a guest because nobody would listen to just Full Send.
Correct.
So we don't have to have the guests. I'm trying to explain this to the listeners. So that's probably why we don't always have guests. We rarely have guests because we can do the show without them and it still be good. Full Send uses guests as a crutch.
I think we're better without guests.
It'll hang up and listen.
Some of them are good. Some we add.
No, it's there's been a handful that have been good.
I really like Shawn Johnson. Really wonderful woman.
Wow, I mean, they have big guests, though.
Full Send?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have the biggest. They had they had Donald Trump on.
They had Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, they got 2.7 million views in 3 days, 6 days,
Why
7 days.
Why are you sounding sad about that?
That's amazing.
And then,
Coach, you know that's their job, right?
Eddie.
That's impressive.
No, like, they're really well-connected randomly. But Antonio Brown, after he ran off the field, guess who had him on their show the next day?
Off-brand?
Full Send.
Full Send? What does that mean? Full Send, what does that mean? Like sent, like
no,
a,
it's just
like a first baseman coach.
No, it's
full send.
Full send.
Send them. Send
them. It's a party term. Like if you're gonna party, you're like send it, dude. Like full send, baby. Let's go.
Never heard that in my life.
Like on a Sunday, if you're like, hey, are we drinking today or not? Let's go. Let's send it. You gotta send it, you know.
But what about full send?
Well, full send is just one more. Add it on. It's just these are party terms. Like, hey, are we partying today or what? Let's go. Full send, baby. That means party.
So why don't we change our name? Why don't we change our name to
Half Send?
Yeah, you're doing a full throttle and with 100% commitment, even if you end up failing.
Hey, why don't we call ourselves Drink Up?
No, because we've been doing this for.
Hey, Mom, can I listen to Drink Up?
Take it to the face.
No, why don't we just call it the Sore Losers? Because I mean, that's what we have been.
No,
why,
the way you're looking at Full Send over here, like, oh, these guys really have a lot of guests. You don't want to be part of the Sore Losers.
Why would we want to change our name after we've taken all these years to get to 2,000 listeners? Why would we change?
You're all jelly about the 7
I'm
million.
Not. I was just looking because Ray said it, and I wanted to see what they are. And then he was like, they have a guest on every time. And I looked, and I'm like, wow.
You know what's really smart when you promote another podcast on one podcast?
Who did that?
You all just did with Full Send.
Well, you promoted the.
You keep saying it.
MMA wrestling over our podcast.
No, you guys are talking. Lunchbox talks about NFL. No, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about Full Send.
But I'm saying MMA, that made me almost want to go watch MMA over
right
listening
now?
To this. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I hate to go back to the Masters.
Oh,
but I want to go back to the Masters.
Why? Are we talking about next year's?
No.
Oh.
Tyrell Hatton, whatever his name is. How do you say his name?
Hatton.
Hatton.
Yeah.
Get lost.
Whoa, what happened?
He doesn't like the Masters.
He makes some joke about Tiger?
No, he doesn't like the Masters.
Why not?
It's too hard. You can hit a good shot there and not get rewarded for it. It's unfair. I don't agree with that. If you hit a good shot, you should end up right next to the hole. Not short-sighted in a bunker because the slopes that they've created and stuff. Yeah, I don't like think it's a fair test at times. And when you hit good shots and you're not rewarded for it, it shows. I'm not even trying to build on anything for next week. I'm just trying to ideally get off the course as fast as possible. Like, shut up.
It's got to be frustrating, though, like playing really bad there and like making the cut. And you've got to play all the way through Sunday and you just can't play. You can't. Keep your ball on the green to save your life. That's got to suck.
No, it's got to suck. But listen, man, it's called a challenge. I don't want to see you shoot 30 under every freaking week. That is cool every once in a while. But what's wrong with something being hard? Well, just get better, dumbass.
Whoa,
Coach.
Let's be real. The Masters, sometimes there's negative 20.
Right.
This year, sure, they hovered around the negative 10. But there's times that they just absolutely blow up the course.
You know what he shot?
Minus 10.
17 over.
Who?
Hatton.
Hatton. Because it's so hard. Oh, poor boo-boo. You want me to make it easier for you? Shut up.
Well, then why are you always bitching when you shoot 40 over at Muni?
Well, no. It's because it's because I hit it in the woods. It had nothing to do with the
course.
And
I'm like, what about take a challenge?
Hey, you guys play 18, you guys play 9?
18.
18.
Every time?
Every time.
Who has time for 9?
9's great. You're in and out in an hour and a half.
Yeah, but you're fresh after 9.
And you don't get a real score from 9.
Yeah, 9.
You just double it.
No,
no,
that's not how it works.
No,
Ask Hatton. It gets harder on some holes because they have the false front. Like what a little bitch. I don't.
Whoa,
I hope. I don't know how it works. Man. But the Masters, him and Billy Horschel, who say it's too hard.
Horschel said the same thing.
He's throwing clubs and
that guy.
Guess what? That's why it's called the Masters. If it was easy, everybody would win it. Everybody would shoot 12 under. And that's why it's called the Masters, because it's a challenge. You don't want it to be easy. You don't like it? Don't come back, you freaking loser.
Hey, it wasn't hard for Scheffler. 10 under.
It wasn't hard for Rory. Wasn't hard for Cameron Smith.
Well, it was a little harder.
A little harder. Yeah. But God almighty, it's too hard. You sound like my three-year-old.
Why don't you just quit, man? Stop playing golf.
Yeah, if you don't want to play, you don't want it to be hard, then
go play pool.
Then only play the John Deere Classic.
Yeah.
The FedEx. Go play that. Don't
hey,
play
go to
the
Corn Ferry, you motherfucker.
Yeah, if you want it so easy.
Thanks, Coach.
Am I just
No, I'm with you on that. Shut the up.
You know, you know someone who I'll never pick in my golf pool?
Hatton. Or Horschel.
Man,
that guy. Love Horschel.
I used to like Horschel a lot. But Hatton, is this course too hard for you, Hatton? Oh, no, I only want it if I can shoot minus 45. If I'm not birdieing every hole, I don't want to play that course. You're our top 20 golfer in the world. Shut up.
All right, well, that's all we have for today.
Goodness. All right.
Ray, anything on that?
Seriously, Hatton, we'd love to have you on the show.
I'd have him on the show and ask him, why are you such a little bitch?
You wouldn't say that.
What would I say?
That would be our last guest.
You would say, Mr. Hatton, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
What's your favorite hat?
I saw that you said this about the Masters. I couldn't agree more, but I want to hear your side of it. Go ahead.
No, I couldn't disagree more.
We saw you had a plus 17.
You would change your angle and
plus
say
plus 17 is such a crazy score. Is the course that hard?
I imagine it's really hard, huh, Mr. Hatton?
So imagine a plate. Is it like hitting on a plate? Or is it like hitting on an ice rink and the ball keeps rolling? I'll hang up and listen, Hatton.
You know, some people may say shut up, but I think it's great to voice your thoughts out there, Mr. Hatton. I think it's wonderful how you just vent to everyone. So very therapeutic.
It's fine to vent, but to say it's too hard, it's unfair, shut up. Like, you're playing the same course as everybody else, and they have no problem getting it close to the hole. Hit a better shot. You hit a good shot. You hit a great shot.
A lot of people
problem.
Miss the cut, Coach.
And also, I know we're 10, 50 do, Eddie. Well, 50 make. 30 miss. 34. 40. Yeah. 40 miss.
Whatever.
Guys, what have we learned about the Masters? I know it's 10 days out.
It's very green.
Remember, we're recording a week ahead. It's easy to drive there is what I've found. It's the putting that's
Coach, I would love to see you drive off one of those tee
boxes. It's easy to drive
there.
Have you seen how
it's like a window?
Yeah, have you seen how narrow that is?
No, on all of them.
No.
Yeah, there are a couple where it's wide open. But
you seen the hole where they just use it's the one of the par threes. They just use the trees as a backstop. Everybody would just hit it up against the back and it would roll onto the green.
Oh my God. Oh, my God.
If I play it, I'm doing the same thing. I'm using those trees as a backstop, and you can just swing for the fences.
See, this is what we need. We need a pay-per-view of, like, four dudes that talk a bunch of crap, like Ray, playing the Masters, playing Augusta, and we get to see him play.
How many fairways would he hit?
One. One. The one. Real, real, real wide one.
You better have your pine cone wedge, because I'm going to be using it all day long.
How funny would it be to see, like, someone like Ray play Augusta?
Yeah, it's so easy.
So
I mean, driving at the Masters is simple.
And here he is, putting for quadruple bogey.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Do you think?
You can par some holes.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No.
Well, the distance is tough. I mean, some of them were very long.
Well, obviously, you wouldn't be able to play them.
No, you're not playing the pro tees.
Right.
Okay.
But I still don't know if you could par a hole.
I bet you'd be able to par two holes.
I
no birdies, lots of triple bogeys, lots of quadruple bogeys.
Because I don't know if you'd be able to keep anything on the green.
I think in Augusta, the par is equivalent to a birdie on a regular round.
I think a bogey is a birdie.
Okay, maybe.
But I've never seen another course where guys will just putt on the hole. They'll just hit it past the hole, like Oosthuizen.
Or where they aim left when the hole's to the right. Like, I mean, they aim the opposite direction and it circles all the way around. I just don't think we are giving it enough credit.
We're giving lots of credit.
Well, then we need to ask Dodd.
Not Ray.
Ray's not giving any credit.
Yeah, you need to ask Dodd. Because I want to know, are you going to get him on speaker?
Coach, put him on speaker. You can talk to him.
All right, hold on.
No, he's going to actually call him.
I'll call him.
Because.
No, he'll never answer, dang it.
Why not?
Because it's some bogus number.
Well, tell him
it?
You're calling him.
Yeah, text him, say, hey, I'm calling you right now from a bogus number.
I mean, I thought we were about to go home, but now we're getting Dodd on the phone.
I like love it.
It'll be quick. He's got crap.
Hasn't Greg played? No, he played TPC.
Yeah, hey, Island Green.
Dodd, okay, so we're doing the podcast. You've played the Masters before, right?
No, Augusta.
He's played Augusta.
Not the Masters.
It's the same damn thing,
no,
isn't
it's
it?
Not.
Augusta National Golf Club is where the Masters hosted every April.
Okay, so Eddie was saying that you'd be able to get a couple pars. Were you able to get a par at Augusta?
I had 12 pars.
I mean, you need to be playing on Sunday
Hold
in a
on.
Red shirt.
Well, hey, listen. This was November when I played. It was actually a really pretty day, but I parred Amen Corner, which is 11, 12, 13. I didn't make any birdies. I missed a birdie on 18. I didn't four putt like Scheffler, but I did miss the birdie on 18, so no fist pump.
How good of a golfer is Dodd, though?
You can't hear you.
Lunch. Yeah, so the greens are like, they're rolling like 12 on the stint meter during the Masters, and they were probably like a 10 when I played.
It's not that big of a difference.
Yeah,
the rough's not grown out. I played like the numbers tees, but still freaking immaculate shape.
I'm talking for them right now because they can't hear
you. How many fairways?
But the podcast can hear you. How many fairways out of 18 did you hit?
Oh man, I had a few slices, so I probably hit 9 fairways.
Okay, so you hit 9, and just so Eddie knows, I think Dodd's just a hair better than Eddie. Eddie's very good to me, but I believe Dodd's even better than that. Dodd, and I was saying that I could easily hit fairways. How many, since you hit 9, how many of the 18 holes do you think I would hit a fairway?
Is this sizzling after 3 white calls or 3 calls?
Yeah, you just like playing with me at the Muni, now then comparing that to Augusta. How much? Because I said it's easy to hit a fairway at Augusta, and it's tough to putt. So how many fairways do you think I'd hit?
You'd hit 4 fairways.
Yeah!
Those are the real big ones, the real wide ones.
But wait, I want to know
right,
what
Lunch
his handicap is.
Question. What's your handicap? Lunch wants to know.
12.
I'm a 6.
Oh, damn. Oh, he's really
well, Coach,
good.
He's way better than me, though.
He's way better.
What's Eddie?
What are you, Eddie?
I'm a 15.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even close.
Eddie's a 15. All right. We just needed a little Masters talk because we were talking
without... So that's not
without,
a good example.
We were talking without any facts. Thank you, Dodd. That's all we needed.
Thank you, Dodd.
Gotcha.
Hey, promote your new song so people can go hear it, Dodd.
Vacation.
Hey, new bartender out now everywhere you stream your music. Check it out.
What'd you say? New bartender, right?
New bartender.
All right. You're going to get a ton of downloads. We got thousands that listen to this beast.
Damn, he's a six.
Stream it up.
It's amazing.
Thanks.
That means he's really good. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Dodd. Got to go. All right. What are you writing?
Yeah, I'm writing.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear what they got.
Smash. Vacation part three.
Write a banger, Dodd. Gotta go. Later.
Hey, you know what's funny is everybody yelled about my iPhone. Was his iPhone better?
Much better.
Listen to the hook, guys. Give him a hook. I think he's pouring my drinks too weak. And Lord knows he's got too much dirt on me.
He's a new bartender.
He used to date the bartender. I had a song kind of like that.
You did?
Yeah, the one I wrote with Daly. It's almost kind of like that, where the girl that he's talking to is his ex-wife.
Did you see where Daly Smith and Masters? Hanging out with Hooters girls.
Cool.
Can he play it or no?
Nah, I mean, I don't think he gets invited, does he?
I don't think he gets invited because I don't...
He never won the Masters.
No, he never won the Masters, so I don't think...
He only won the PGA Championship, I think.
Which is like the minor... I mean...
No, that's one of the four majors.
Of the four majors, it's the weakest.
Why would there be a weak one? They're all equally
they're
majors.
Not, no, they're not.
Yes, they are.
What is more prestigious?
The Masters.
Okay.
U.S. Open.
Thank you. Or the
PGA.
No. British Open. It's a lot better than PGA. Who won last year's PGA?
Ooh, Stason.
Who won last year's Masters?
Hideki. Matsuyama.
Hey.
Exactly.
So listen, what we just learned from Dodd is what... Tyrell Hatton's crazy because Dodd got 13 pars and hit 9 fairways.
It sounds like Dodd played better than Hatton. He sure as hell played better than Tiger.
And to see, boys, learning lesson. I thought it was always called the Masters, so it's only the Masters when the pros play.
Oh my
Can
God.
You imagine a Ray with a I have a tee time for the Masters? 8:30 it said.
Okay, can you tell me, in the last 5 years, who's won the PGA Championship? Just name.
Yeah, Berger.
Nope.
Oh, Dustin Johnson.
Nope.
Berger's
for
won.
For sure, Jason Day.
The last 5 years.
Nope.
Then I don't even know which one you're talking about.
Let me think.
See, no one knows about the PGA.
Simpson.
No.
Dustin Johnson.
No.
No
one cares about the PGA Championship.
Spieth.
It's the lowest of the three.
Yeah, Spieth's won.
Nope.
How is DJ not? That makes no sense.
Ah, got it.
It's got to be Justin Thomas.
Mickelson.
Mickelson won last year.
Justin Thomas?
Justin Thomas won 2017.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know the difference. The Masters is more known.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the
creme de la creme.
Oh, the menage de trois.
I'm just saying the PGA Championship is the weakest of the four. That's all.
All right, we ready to get out of here?
Let's get to
I'm tired, Coach.
All right, hey. Good luck to everybody today.
Happy
Wednesday. Go Spurs, go. Go Spurs, go.
No.
Playing game.
Whoa, that was nice.
Go Spurs, go.
Who won those playing games last night?
Go Spurs, go.
Go Spurs, go.
Who won the playing games last night?
Go Spurs, go.
You got to wait till it does the thump.
I don't know what you're doing.
That's the member of the Roadrunner jumps on the
Oh, yeah, he goes.
S-P-U-R-S.
Spurs.
S-P-U-R-S. U-R-S Spurs!
Prove that it's Wednesday. Who won last night's playing games?
I don't even know who played last
night. It was
a
big win for the T-Wolves.
Oh, the T-Wolves. Yeah, I remember that. Truth is, we're recording this last week.
All right. Let's get out of here. You gonna buzz it or not?
My son came up to me. He's like, Dad. I mean, are we going to watch the NBA playoffs? Well, I said, son, relax. We got 2 months. Just chill.
That's pretty funny. Good response.
It takes a long time.
Just chill. They're going to be playing for 2 months.
You're right. All right, let's go home.
Goodbye, everyone.
Damn, I can't believe Dodd's that good. That's ridiculous.
I'd say he's about the same as Eddie.
He said he was a six.
Coach is six. That's a big difference.
Guys, do we not all lie a little bit when we're recording?
Hey, are we all the same size when we're laying down?
Coach, you don't know when I said that. Coach, it was 2 days ago on the big show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.